The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the College Football Experience. Get ready for the college football season by checking out all 131 football team previews. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from a fan. That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
That's right, it is the CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am Rod Villagomez, and once again, he is CFL Jim. Big thanks to Justin Mark for holding down the second chair last week. Schedules got crazy, but now we have back the CFL Jim himself in the gymnasium. Jim, welcome back, bud.
I'm feeling so good. Also, yeah, big shout out to Justin. Thank you for taking my spot, and thank you for degening it up. I listened to the show, boys. That parlay he gave out hit.
Gotta love it, right? I mean, that's what we're here for. We're here to make you guys some money and have fun while doing it. And yeah, that was a wicked parlay, and Justin did a fantastic job of hitting it. He channeled his inner Jim. That's what he did. He parlayed.
I respect it, and I love it, and I'm ready to degen it up now that I'm back.
You are back, and we are back for week 12 of the Canadian Football League. Brother, this has been quite the season to start with. We have seen two fantastic starts in the West. One maybe a little hampered, as we'll talk about later on, but just the simple fact of the matter is we have seen some great play up and down the field, and even last week, where there was a couple of games that were decided very late in the game, but it's been such a fun season.
It's been a great season. I feel like week 12 is going to be one of the crazier weeks. You alluded to, I assume it was Nathan Rourke you were talking about, but there's a lot of different quarterbacks going on this week. I think Ottawa's going to have a different starting quarterback. Calgary's going to have a different starting quarterback. Toronto's like incorporating Chad Kelly a little bit more into their offense. Who knows what Hamilton's going to be doing? Who knows what Saskatchewan's going to be doing? Like, there's a lot up in the air with quarterbacks.
There's a lot. And to be honest with you, we've seen the writing on the wall, and we've talked about the writing on the wall. It's just a matter of now we're going to watch it play out in front of us. One team was forced to make that decision. The other team sort of had to do it out of necessity, and we'll break it all down in the Week 12 slate. We're back to Thursday Night Football again. They gave us a good doubleheader Friday, doubleheader Saturday, but now they're spreading it out again with Thursday Night Football. So as we always do, let's just do this. Let's go ahead and start breaking down the slate with Thursday Night Football and give you our bets on the money line spread and the over-unders. It starts and it begins Thursday Night Football with the Calgary Stampeders taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Blue Bombers 9-1 will be the home team. Calgary 6-3 on the road there in Winnipeg. Listen, the Blue Bombers lost their first game of the season a couple of weeks ago to the Alouettes. They went on a bye the next week to think about what they did and sit in the corner, and now they come out as 5.5-point favorites in this game as the home team. The money line for this is about 210 if you find it there for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It's about as low as you can get it. And then the Stampeders are offered at about plus 190 as the highest that you can find it. The over-under on this one set at 48.5. So, Jim, this one, we may start out the week with probably the most interesting game on the slate.
This one's a really crazy one. I don't think it's going to be Bo Levi Mitchell back there. I don't think he's getting the start. I think he's on timeout. I'm going to say he's in timeout because he just hasn't been getting it done. I think the combination of a new quarterback going up against a defense like the Bombers, combined with the Bombers still technically coming off of their first loss of the season, tripled with the fact that we've seen Winnipeg do better against the best teams. They rise to the level of their competition. They kind of take weeks off when they're playing like the Elks or like, I'm sorry, but the Red Blacks, they seem to like play those teams way closer. When they want to dominate, they'll come out against Calgary or a BC and just steamroll them. I love this 5.5 for Winnipeg.
I do too.
I just don't see how Calgary competes.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the thing about it is, too, with Winnipeg, they're 7-3 against the spread right now. So, I mean, there's just absolutely no doubt in my mind that they can hold up their end of the bargain. Calgary, on the other hand, 4-5 against the spread. And for the Blue Bombers, look, like I said, they had a whole week off to game plan to think about this. And now they're catching Calgary at a vulnerable time where they barely beat the Toronto Argonauts. And it wasn't even the offense that got it done for them. The defense of the Stampeders were the way that they got this done. So, you know, again, this is a situation where the Winnipeg Blue Bombers defense is tough. Tougher than the Argos defense, to be honest with you. And they're going to keep Calgary. And if it is Jake Mayer that starts, that's going to be even a harder sell to score points and to put up points against this Winnipeg Blue Bomber defense.
Well, we know Calgary's defense. Solid, good, great at points. They're really good defense. Whether it's Jake, whether it's Bo Levi, I don't really care. I don't trust this offense against a Winnipeg defense. I feel like they're going to do... It's going to be... We already saw this play out twice, and I feel like it's going to be more of the same. It's just going to be them getting down the field and then stalling, kicking a field goal. Winnipeg, they're going to get touched. Like, I still don't think it's going to be a super high-scoring game, but I expect Winnipeg, the Bombers, to win by like a touchdown.
Yeah, and so they've done this. They've beaten them by more than 5.5 points in the last couple times that they played. They played them on the 15th of July. Winnipeg came away with a 26-19 victory there. They played them again 2 weeks later on the 30th of July. Winnipeg comes back with a 35-28 win. That was with Bo Levi Mitchell. Obviously, Bo Levi Mitchell and Kadeem Carey, right? I mean, those are two big pieces that are no longer, well, I would say Bo Levi Mitchell is still with the team, but if he is, like you said, in timeout.
If they start just swapping in quarterbacks mid-game, fade the hell. I'm done. I'm done with Calgary if they do that.
Which is weird to say because that's just been Bo Levi Mitchell's team. I mean, the guy has won way more games than he's lost in his career, leads the league, leads the team, and now here we are talking about him maybe not starting.
I always, like, he's the definition of a quarterback who's, like, he's good enough. He's, like, he's the best good enough quarterback because he has his moments where he's good and fun. And he's never going to outright lose you a game. But sometimes, especially when you're seeing what the Bombers are doing right now, and especially with what you've seen BC with the Lions do this year, you need that extra oomph. To just, like, put your offense over the edge, especially in combination with a defense as good as Calgary. They need a high-powered or an offense that's just going to be able to put up touchdowns when they need it.
Yeah, and again, that's just not been them. And Bo Levi Mitchell's never put up. That's why in DFS we always stay away from Bo Levi Mitchell because he's never one to put up the yardage. It's always somebody else that's getting them the points. It's always somebody else that's getting – and he'll throw touchdowns, sure, but the yardage is never there to back it up. So – again, we're going to have to see what happens with Calgary. We're going to have to see if they do start Jake Mayer and just what that does to this offense and the ability to keep up with the Blue Bombers offense, who we know is good. So, Jim, we know that we're going to take the 5.5. Obviously, that means that we're going to have to get creative with the money line again because the juice is just so damn much for -210 for the Blue Bombers.
I have a way of getting around that. Don't you worry about that.
I know. That's why we come here. We come to the CFL Gambling Podcast to get ways around paying the juice for a -210. All right. The only other question we have now then is 48.5 too high for this, or is this just about right?
I feel like it's kind of all right because we've seen Winnipeg's offense just step up and dominate in these games and be able to put up points. And I still suspect Calgary will be able to put up some. I don't want to touch the total. This is probably the hardest total for me. I lean tentatively under just because I think this is going to be a kind of a defensive battle, but I'm staying away from the total. I'm just going to be all over that 5.5.
Well, I mean, they scored over 50 points in the 30th, but again, that was with Bo Levi Mitchell. That was with Kadeem Carey.
I think they can. I think they can, but I'm gonna go back to be like, Winnipeg looked a little shaky these last couple weeks. Yes, I still think they step up, but either if Bo Levi Mitchell's in or when they're starting this new guy, I just don't like a new quarterback starting his first start against the Bombers.
Well, yeah, against the best team in the league, for that matter. You look at both of these teams' last game did not hit this mark. So when one was against the Argos, the Stamps played the Argos, and the Bombers played Montreal. So I think these defenses are going to be a lot better off. And like you said, I don't trust if they put Jake Maier in to be able to move the ball enough to score. So I like the under on this one as well.
Good call. Yep. Good call, Rod.
Yep. Well, I mean, you said it too. It was your call first. I'm just
good
backing
call
your
us. Good job us.
The Stamps, again, in that first game, they didn't even hit this mark either. So they're 1-1 against this 48.5 point spread. So we'll put that game to bed. I will say, again, like I said, we're starting off on Thursday Night Football with one of the more interesting matchups and a lot of implications in the West because of a team we'll talk about later. They could be had if one of these teams get on a roll, especially the Stamps need to get on a roll and get on it quick. But we'll get to that when we get there. Let's move and go to Friday Night Football, where Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, we'll begin with the Hamilton Tiger Cats taking on the Toronto Argonauts for the 20th time in 2 weeks. This is a rematch of a rematch of another rematch of a scheduled rematch. So we're just going to see these two teams slug it out. There's no love lost between these guys. Whatsoever, and you look at who's favored coming into this time around, and you'll find that Toronto is about 2.5-point favorites, depending on where you find it. If you can find three, they're there too. Hamilton, again, plus 2.5, three, depending on where you put them. As underdogs coming in on the money line, your best chance, if you can get it, is minus 140 if you want the Argos, plus 130 if you want the Tiger Cats. Shop around for that line as well. Of course, find all of these on oddstrader.com. This is where I'm pulling all this stuff from right now. You too can be Rod and Jim on oddstrader by checking out all this stuff. Over under here set at 48.5. I think that number is a pretty popular number this week, but we know what the Tiger Cats have done. We know what the Argos have done. But now we put them back together again to do it. They're 1-1 over the last couple of weeks against each other and they hate each other now. So what is round three going to bring us?
Man, this Toronto Argonauts team is a coin flip every week for whether or not I'm going to be wanting to bet them. So, that being said, I'm not going to touch Hamilton moneyline, although I do like the Ticats and the way they've been playing. Yes, last week was brutal. That was absolutely brutal, but they were in that game. And the last 2 weeks, especially with Schiltz at quarterback, they don't seem to be giving away these second-half leads as much. I'm of my mind and my heart of hearts think they just need to stop going into halftime leading. The last 2 weeks, they were either tied or down, and then they come back and, like, they're winning. I'm still upset they lost last week, but they were in it. They were in it till the very end. They didn't give up. I'm going to take the plus three. I'm going to be happy with the plus three. I think Toronto can win this game. I think they maybe it's a similar situation where they win like by, like, two, just like Montreal did. I like the plus three. I like the over as well. I think Hamilton's offense has kind of turned over a new leaf. They're looking way better than they did early on in the season. And Toronto can score. They're supposed to have this really good receiving core. And some weeks they turn it on. Some weeks they don't. I'm going to stick with the plus three and the over. I like those. I'm a little scared about touching the money line.
I like the plus three as well. You look back at what they've done, again, in the two games that they played before the Alouettes last week, in that they were plus one. They were a point underdogs against Toronto. They covered that spread when they won 34-27. Granted, they didn't cover the 2 points against the Argos the first time around, but last week against the Owls, they were plus one and they pushed. It was literally a one-point game. But if you gave them plus three, they would have covered. It's a matter of whether or not you think that that's going to be close again. And I do, because you were right. This Ticats team was literally, it was the last drive. I mean, the last drive against the Owls that cost them the game. And that was the defense. The offense put them in the position to win. The defense could not hang on. And I think Toronto, they've been exposed over the last couple of weeks. Like you said, they have that receiving core. Now Andrew Harris is out. So you saw what that did to them last week. Andrew Harris being out. Their backup running back, A.J. Ouellette, not bad. Did well in spurts, but he sort of fell off in the second half as well. So I don't know. He's obviously not the replacement for Andrew Harris, but you know, he's serviceable. But I still think
he's serviceable. He's passable.
Yeah, but I still think Hamilton's pissed off over last week. They're going to come out swinging again against Toronto.
I think so too. I love the +3. I think Toronto could very well win this game. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they did. But Hamilton's going to keep it close. That's what they've been doing these last couple weeks. They've been in games, and they're playing with heart, and yeah, they're going to come out pissed. There is some aspect that's like, oh, you fade a team that lost the way they did, but I'm not subscribing to that. I think Hamilton's going to play with a fire, and they're still playing for the East. The East is wide open.
Wide open, man. They're, yeah, as long as they win a couple of games, they're already right back in the thick of it. Like, well, let's not mince but words. With the Argos now 4-5, Montreal 4-6 rather. Hamilton's right there at 3-7. I mean, you're not even worried about Ottawa at this point, 1-8. All you got to do is leapfrog Montreal, and you do that by beating the top team in the East at Toronto at 4-5. So, yeah, I mean, this has big implications as far as where they're going to sit. Heading into the second half of the season. So I definitely do like the Ticats to come out a little more hungry. So then I'm assuming we're going to go ahead and take the Ticats. You said you're going to stay away from the money line.
I'm not touching the money line because I think like there is a scenario. If you can't stop a team with 45 seconds left from kicking a field goal, I don't trust you to close out games. Like, I still think they're going to fight. I think it's going to be close. They very well could win it, but I don't want to put money on a team that I can't trust to close out a game.
So vicious and so sad. I mean, look, I had it on the Tiger Cats as an upset win.
Oh, we both did.
Yeah.
We both did.
On the money line. It was tough to watch that last stint. You know, you thought they were so excited. They were so happy when they scored that field goal.
Can I tell you my scenario? I was watching it with my dad, just showing him the CFL, and we had to go to a cookout. And he's like, after Hamilton marched down and they scored, and they were up 2, I think, he's like, ah, turn it off. We're going to go to the cookout. And I was like, I swear to God. And then I check on the car on the way there, and I was like, they lost.
Yeah,
I'm brutal.
42 seconds was all it took. 37 seconds, really, if you want to count. Or even 30 by the time it was time to kick off. So 30 seconds. The last 30 seconds. In Canadian football, that's an eternity when everything that's stops so after the play. So, Trevor Harris.
I'm a little biased. I want Hamilton to win. Like, I want to will them. I'm not going to bet the money line, but I really want them to win because I do have a 9-1 ticket for them to win the East.
Ooh, yeah, you got to want to cash that for sure. So
yeah, I doubled down midway in the season.
You might as well triple down at this point.
No, they're 750 right now. I don't like the odds.
I don't know that I like that either at this point. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to break down the last two games of the slate when we come back for second down. But before we do, let's tell you about Wynn. Are you thinking about joining WynnBET? Well, now's the perfect time. Customers who bet $100 get $100 free bet. And if you're betting on baseball, you got to check out WynnBET. The reduced juice in baseball games makes it the perfect place to place bets on the MLB. Plus, the WynnBET casino is always open. It's 24 hours a day where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WynnBET also just released their first quarterback TD with 5 TD prop bet out there. So get down on that. So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You heard me call it out earlier. I'm using it right now as we speak to not only help me research, but to help me shop around for odds. It is oddstrader.com. What is it? Well, with one single web browser, you too can have the power of play-by-play analysis, of live scores and bet tracking, of player statistics, key game statistics, head-to-head matchups from the past, where they're at against the spread, where they're at on the money line, all that information right at your fingertips to help you become the best handicapper in your office. You want to be the go-to guy, the go-to gal, where everybody comes up to you and says, hey, I want to know how to bet. I want to know who to bet. Go to oddstrader.com. They will help you get there, and you can dish out advice all day long. Plus, you don't have to have 6,000 browser tabs open to help you do all the stuff that you can do with OddsTrader.com. You get handicapping, play-by-play updates, player statistics, projected game day, weather either. You want to keep track of all your bets? They'll do it for you, too. They got a bet tracker so you can keep track of all your games and betting activity. How do you get down on this? Go to OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all of your game day bets. Speaking of you, you're a multifaceted person. You also love to run the office pools, don't you? You know you are. If you listen to this show, you're degenerate enough to run your office pools. But sometimes, with all your Excel sheets, with all of your printing out, all that, it's a hassle. Stop the hassle. Go to Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition. It's bringing sport fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em to Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's the one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. Plus, we've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor Contest. Go hop in now to reserve your spot. You get a $500 cash prize or a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store if you win. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. You use Sleeper. I know you do. I use Sleeper. Jim uses Sleeper. Pretty much everybody at the SGPN uses Sleeper. Why? Because it's the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players. Like I said, you already use it for yours. I use it for mine. They just passed 4 million users, so a lot of people are using Sleeper. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game first in any sport. Choose two or more players that you like. Pick the over or the under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. And with the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest built into the fantasy experience. Why am I so excited about over-under on Sleeper? Well, it's the only app that I can join my buddies' contest so we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop whatever you're doing right now. Download that Sleeper app. Play the new over-under game. Have fun with your friends. And as always, make some money on your mobile phone now by joining our listener group over at Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper's going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. So we got a Friday night football doubleheader. Again, it began with the Hamilton Tiger Cats in BMO in Toronto in the six. But then we moved to the West Coast, which I said that the first game of the week was going to be the most interesting. This one's going to be very interesting because we're going to see some stuff play out now that we didn't think we're going to have to see at the beginning of the season as the Saskatchewan Rough Riders go to Victoria to take on the British Columbia Lions. And believe it or not, even with all of what just happened, BC, they are 8-1 still. They are still in second place in the West. They are favorited by 3.5 points. Interesting. The money line on this one is at minus 180 in favor of the Lions, plus 160 if you want the Riders part of this. Over-under on this one is set at the lowest point total at 46.5. Now, if you would have told me, and Jim, you can definitely attest to this, if you would have told me that a BC Lions game would be at 46.5 two games into the season, I'd have told you you're nuts. Oh, you're muted. You're muted.
Damn it. It's all good. You know what? I'm going to take this bait. I'm going to take it hook, line, and sinker. I'm taking the over. I really hope Mason Fine gets the start. I hope he starts so much because I'm so used to betting him at North Texas, pounding these overs. And BC, even with a non-Nathan Rourke quarterback, they have so many weapons. I just trust them to score points. Maybe not 40-some points by themselves. But I think Saskatchewan, with Mason Fine a little bit more agile than a hobbled Cody Fajardo, you could see a little bit better offense from this Riders team, too. I'm liking the over. I like the minus four. I still like the minus four.
Yeah, these two teams played each other last week, and Saskatchewan, actually. They came out with a 28-10 win. And, it was BC. God.
Yeah.
Hold on. These two teams played themselves. God damn it. Let's do this again.
You should keep all this in.
I think I will, right? No. These two teams played each other last week, and it was BC that came out with the win, but at a great price, as we just alluded to, Nathan Rourke leaving that game with an injury and his foot injury. What is it? Ended up being a sprain in that, and it's going to require surgery, and that's just rough for a guy that lit the league on fire. A Canadian quarterback coming out, just putting points on the board, laying everybody to waste. He's not going to do that for a few weeks now.
Now, it's going to be a little bit of a sit-down for him. It sucks. It does just... It sucks for the game. It sucks... Because he was, in my opinion, I think a lot of people's... But he was the biggest story of the whole league this year. His breakout season, the way he's been taking the Lions just to new heights. And it's... I hope he comes back in time for the end of the season. I hope he comes back in time for playoffs. But I think BC is still... They still have the weapons at receiver, and they still have one of the better offensive lines, and their defense, the biggest thing in my opinion is their defense has been improving. These last like 4 weeks, you've seen a noticeable improvement in their defense, and I still like them better than this Rough Riders team, who I have completely soured on. Worst offensive line in the league. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, Fajardo's running for his life so much, and if it is fine, it's the same instance where he's still going to be running for his life. But I will part with you on this because I don't know that BC is equipped enough. Nathan Rourke was the linchpin of that entire offense. And you got Michael O'Connor coming in, a fellow Canadian quarterback, has like a handful of attempts even in this league, under 30 attempts total in this league. So he's really going to have to show in practice. Yeah, he was 5 for 5 when he came in relief, but he only had under 40 yards total in that. So it wasn't like he was chucking the ball down the field. He was giving the nice safe passes that were off. So I don't know that BC's got what it takes to overcome Saskatchewan without Nathan Rourke. That's a big, big ask for a team to lose a guy as electric as Nathan Rourke and to come back and win. They jumped out to a sizable lead last week against them, but you notice that when Fine came in, that pretty much stalled. Of course, there was only like a couple minutes left in the game, but even still, they don't look the same. And so I think Saskatchewan's going to have to run the ball. That's going to be what they have to do. Morrow's going to have to really take a huge step forward in this game. I think that it's hard for a team to beat somebody back-to-back. We've talked about that before, but it's equally as hard when you're missing your starting quarterback.
That's fair. I'm going to embrace the unknown with BC, and I'm going to take the known of Saskatchewan, and just I'm going to fade bad offensive line play.
That's probably a good call.
They need to run the ball. Guess what you can't do when you have a bad offensive line? It's really hard to run the ball, and especially with a new quarterback in, they know you're going to be doing it. It's I don't like it. I trust Mason Fine to maybe make a couple plays here and there. I like him as a quarterback. But I just trust what I know about BC. I trust more than what I know about Saskatchewan right now.
And that's
the unknowns that are a little weird.
But that's the thing. And the unknown, you can't necessarily take a lot of what the past has talked about in this, you know, because you talk about being against the spread. BC's 7-2 against the spread. Obviously 8-1 straight up. Saskatchewan 5-5 against the spread. So. But you could take all that stuff and throw it out the window because we may be looking at two completely different teams with the different quarterbacks at the helm. And now you really just have to say which one you like. And obviously, you planted your flag in BC. I've definitely planted mine in Regina. But, you know, that's really what this comes down to me, is a coin flip. And the odds don't necessarily read the way they used to, obviously. And yes, the spread is there, but... you know, a 3.5-point favorite for BC doesn't seem like it's been as big as it lately has. Plus the money line here, like I said, if you want the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, 160 is probably your best bet, or 155, depending on where you're going. And then, I don't know, are you touching the Lions money line here at -180?
See, this is what I was talking about. I think the Lions do win. Even if they don't cover the spread, I like parlaying that with the Bombers.
Oh, that's a good call.
Because this is probably the most confident I am in a team besides the Bombers. Not saying much. That's not saying much. I'm really only confident the Bombers are going to win. These other games are like, it's leans. It's not 100% confidence one way or the other. Like I like Hamilton plus three. I like BC minus four, but I trust Winnipeg to dominate. It's these other ones just because there's so much unknown with a lot of these teams. I like pairing up my second most confidence with my most confidence. It's like a plus 120 little money line parlay. I like doing that.
Well, and I'm kind of with you on the over. I 46 and a half is it's a trap. I think I'll take the bait because
Could do that. They could score like 20 points in like 3 minutes. And I don't suspect you'll see a game where there's like 18 interceptions where there could have been touchdowns. I was so frustrated because I had pick in the end zone, pick. Yeah.
It kept happening, man. That was so frustrating. But look, all they got to do is score 23 or 24, right? 24 to 23, that cashes the bet. So
we'll do that in half.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, 28 points the Riders have scored, 24 against the Argos, 34 against the Elks. Like, even with Fajardo, they've still been putting up at least that point. So I like the over on this as well. All right, we wrap things up on Saturday night. Do I really have to watch this game, Jim? My heart.
I mean, you don't. You there is technically college football on. You can like have this one on and just be like, okay, Ottawa, do your thing. You want to know something though? I'm on the Red Blacks plus three.
Look at you. I love you for that. But I'm not. I don't know. I've been so snake bitten. I will tell you one thing in full disclosure. This game will be on the small screen while Daytona will be on the big screen. So I will be keeping an eye on this game while I'm watching the race. And then I'll probably go back and watch this game again because it's the Red Blacks and I've got to ingest all of the nastiness that comes with being a Red Blacks.
You know,
family.
Something though, neither of these teams have won at home.
No. So what do we do? I mean, it's like the immovable object meets the impassable force or whatever.
I like Arbuckle as a more consistent quarterback. I think the highs of Evans kind of are what draw you to him, but he's like started out games with a really good drive and then just fallen off. I think Arbuckle gives you a little bit of consistency, which is something they need. And their defensive line is still the best unit in this game. Yes, Corn Dog, Taylor Cornelius, he's got like a little bit of that it factor. And very few quarterbacks, when they get in a rhythm, are as successful as he is. Like if he can get into that rhythm and his offensive line does something like they did last game in the second half, he's dangerous. But I just trust Ottawa to kind of shake off these demons a little bit and throw some stuff at him and just keep it close. I'm dabbling a little bit on that money line too, just because the trend of these teams being bad at home is so strong. Why not take a little chance on the Red Blacks?
Yeah, and you talk about the woes at home. I mean, Elks haven't won at home since they changed their name to the Elks. So
it's been like 2 years.
And the Red Blacks obviously haven't won. Their only game that they won this year was on the road as well. Just a horrendous home record. So, yeah, I mean, what gives here? Will the Elks finally win one at home, or will the Red Blacks finally win a game? I like you, Jim. I like Arbuckle better. I've always liked him better than at least Caleb Evans. It's the lesser of two evils, in my opinion, even though I know that Arbuckle was a good backup for Boo Levi over there in Calgary. He wasn't necessarily the best fit in Edmonton, but I don't know what it is about this Red Blacks offense. It was so frustrating last week to watch them actually get ahead and then do nothing in the second. I mean, literally nothing in the second half. That was not just from a Red Blacks fan point, but from
that game, dude. Oh. That game was like you saw the halftime commentators were like napping. That game was. It was not a good game. It was flat out bad. But I think Arbuckle, the thing that he brings you is a more consistent game. It's a higher floor, and I think that's the Red Blacks need consistency on offense to help this defense. And I think he gives that to him, and I think he knows Edmonton. He knows the Elk system.
He does. And one thing I will agree with you, though, is I'll take this spread. I really will, because it is Ottawa plus three. Last week, Ottawa came in as favorites. don't know how that happened. They failed to cover, obviously, with the 30-12 loss. But they're pretty good at covering spreads. They covered the 3.5-point spread against Toronto. They covered an 8-point spread against the Tiger Cats. And then, of course, against Winnipeg, they covered their 6.5 and their 6.5-point spread there. So, you know, they're decent at covering spreads. So I like the 3 plus 3.5. I want them to win, Jim, but I don't know.
I'm sprinkling on this money line, baby. What am I going to do? The two worst teams are playing each other. One just dominated the other, quote unquote, on the scoreboard. It was still a very sloppy game. I feel like Ottawa just really fell apart in the second half. I'm going to take the dog. I'm going to take him on the spread. I'm going to take him straight up.
All right. Well, I'm not touching that total. I was going to say, I love you for that. Plus 145 is the best price for Ottawa on the money line. If you want to go on the elk side of it, it's minus 160. Not juiced up all that much, but yeah, that over-under at 48.5. Geez. I mean, if you're going to bet anything, bet the under. I don't think these two teams have what it takes to hit it. In fact, last week their total was 49. They didn't hit it. Ottawa's had games where it was 49, didn't hit it, 50, didn't hit it, 48, didn't hit it, 46, didn't hit it, and then 45 didn't even hit that. So literally they are 3-6 against the spread, and on the over-unders, they've only hit 3 overs all season long.
Yeah, I don't, if anything, lean under, but I don't want to touch it. Because there is a scenario I can see with Arbuckle on the offense there that Ottawa can kind of, like, step up their game. And if Edmonton ever gets into a rhythm, I feel like they can go on a scoring run of like 2 touchdowns, maybe even 3 to kind of like even it up. Even if they go down, I want to stay away from the total. I'm staying away from the total. I have some parlays, but I'm staying away from this total.
It's just this game. As much as we started with a game that's going to be very interesting, this one again could end with just a fizzle, just depending on how these two teams look with new. Well, how Arbuckle leads this team, and if the Elks can actually get anything out of Cornelius. So, yeah.
Please don't let it be as bad as last time.
Oh my God.
Week 10, it was so bad.
That's why I'm going to watch Daytona and have this one on in the background. Like I said, I will watch it again because I tend to watch these games more than once just to break things down, but yeah.
It's at 4 p.m. I'll be finishing up. Well, I'll be way done with the Nebraska game at that point.
So you'll have it all to yourself.
If this bet loses and Nebraska loses, I'm going to be in a very sore mood Sunday. It's going to be bad.
Good thing we don't talk till Tuesday then. all right, speaking of talking, we're going to come back for the third down and give you some of our favorite bets on the weekend. But before we do, let me talk about coffee. How is it that I can stay awake this late at night? Well, guess what? I drink coffee, and I drink enough of it to make it to where I can talk continuously for 5, 6, 7 straight hours. That's the way Trade Coffee powers me, my friends. And Trade Coffee can power you as well by giving you the coffee that is suited exactly for you. They've got 450 different kinds that are live and ready to ship every single day. There's not a perfect coffee out there, but there's definitely a perfect one for you. And out of 450 kinds, you know there is one that is right for you. All of their coffees, not just one, not just two, all of them are expert tasted. So each of these folks know exactly what these coffees taste like. So when they recommend them for you, they're not just saying, yeah, I probably think that it tastes like that. No, they know exactly how it tastes. And they know that you're going to love the way it tastes because they're going to work with you to find that perfect coffee for you. If they get it wrong, don't think they will, but if they do, sometimes it happens. Sometimes you may have lied on a question. You may not have gotten the right answer, and then it gives you the wrong type of coffee. Well, look, if it happens that way and you don't get the right coffee, Trade's got a first match guarantee. They're going to work with you to find out what went wrong, find out what they can do to actually give you the coffee that is right for you. And then even better than that, they'll send you a free bag of that. They'll send it to you also in whole beans or ground, however you want. Look, it's customizable. It gets to you how often you want it too. You want it every week, gets to you every week. You want it every other day, gets to you every other day. You want it every 10 minutes, maybe not. But you can work with them and figure it out. Who knows? I don't know. But they deliver a bag of freshly roasted coffee when you need it. They've delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. Right now, Trade's offering a new subscriber total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. It's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. So get started today by taking the quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade find you a coffee you are going to love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. Once upon a time, I went to learn Spanish. Well, guess what? I didn't learn Spanish. Now here I am, several years later, wishing I learned Spanish. Well, now there's an app that will help me do just that in my advanced age, and that's Babbel. Learning a second language in high school, college, it wasn't easy, but Babbel is actually making it a solid way to learn how to speak a second language. More than 10 million subscribers. How do they do this? Well, the 15 minute lessons, they make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Plus, you're not only doing that, but you're learning from over 100 language experts, not some silly AI that other language apps are using to teach you the languages. No, 100 language experts are helping you learn what you want. You want to learn Spanish? They got it. French? They got it. Italian? They got it. German? They got it. It's among the 14 different languages that they're offering. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. So many ways to learn with Babbel. You can access podcasts, games, video stories, even live classes. Plus, you don't like it? 20-day money-back guarantee will help you make it all better. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. It's almost time to start the NFL season. Love this time of year. You got CFL, you got NASCAR, you got NFL, you got baseball, you got whatever else you love. It's all there for you. But how do you keep track of all the information that you want, all the stats that you need, everything you have to have on you to be a good bettor, to build a good fantasy football team, fantasy basketball team, whatever it is? Download the Elias Game Plan app. It is the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. App lets you access teams and player stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias insights from Elias Sports Bureau research team. I'm a guy who likes to run on instincts, but Elias insights help me not only run on instincts, but give me the stats to justify all of my picks. And it's backed by numbers, not just me feeling, I think this is going to happen. I like this. This is my gut. Nope. I get backed by numbers with Elias. Take my advice. Download the Elias game plan app today. It's got new features available all the time. So take your game to the next level. NFL season's right around the corner. So don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or Play Store today. All right, we have broken down the slate, and now, Jim, there are some of our favorite bets of the week that we are going to give, guys. This is where you get nice and jiggy with your parlays, too.
I do. I'm going to just start off by saying my favorite play is the Winnipeg -5.5. That is my absolute favorite play of the entire weekend. Hammer that. If I'm going to start with a little nice parlay. So my second most confident, I said, was the BC Lions. So I'm going to parlay two money lines there. I'm going to go with the BC Lions and the Bombers. That gets me a plus 130. Little parlay there. And if you want to be a little bit more degenerate, my other double was I went underdogs. Because I like the two dogs I like are Hamilton and Ottawa. You combine those to a plus 441 right there on the money line.
That's juicy.
I do like that one. And I'm actually staying away from Hamilton first half because they've let me down the last 2 weeks. So I'm staying away from that. But I do like Ottawa +1.5 first half. Because even if they fall apart, it won't be to the second half of the game. They're going to keep it close for at least a half.
Yeah.
And last, but certainly not least, the all-game CFL weekend parlay. Bombers -5.5. Hamilton +3. BC on the money line and the Red Blacks +3 gets you a +1,007 parlay.
Oh my God. That is the D-gen play of the week for sure. I love it. It's all good. Like that to me is a perfect parlay. All right. Well, I'm actually going to give you, I do like the Riders. I like the Riders and their points. because, like I said, I have a feeling that this is going to be BC tripping up. So I like Riders plus four. And even, look, even if they don't win, I don't see this game being a runaway like the Lions have done week in and week out. I still think four is an attainable number for the Riders. I know they're struggling. I know it's been bad. I know it's been bumpy, but...
I'll readily admit that my Rider O-line hate might be coming through in that, but I just can't.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a rough go. I mean, it's a rough sell. It really is, especially when you watch the way it's all played out and the fact that they have lost to this BC Lions teams two out of the last 3 weeks. So what makes me think that they're going to change that? Well, like I said, it's going to be a little bit tough for the Lions to do this without Rourke. And look, I've seen Rick Campbell work with a backup quarterback before. All right. Rick Campbell was absolutely blessed to have Nathan Rourke. And to be honest with you, I know this isn't gambling talk, but when you look back at Rick Campbell and those Ottawa Red Black days, he did so much better with what he had than I think what anybody gave him credit for. Because when he left, it got worse. He moves to BC, has a lineup which is semi-comparable to what he had in Ottawa for the most part. You can find some glaring differences, but by and large, there was a lot of similarities between those two teams. Now Rick Campbell's 8-1. It's not necessarily a big glowing indictment on his coaching, what he did in Ottawa, but that's neither here nor there. Anyways, I've seen what he's done with backup quarterbacks. That's a long way to say BC's in trouble. That's all there is to it. So, also, one of my favorite bets is definitely the Argos -2 because, you know, Tiger Cats broke my heart, and I don't know that they're in for this as well, and the Argos are a fishy team, but I'll definitely take that as well.
I like it. So, I like that move, Rod.
All righty. Sweet. Well, then I think we'll wrap this up and we'll move on tomorrow to our DFS episode. But yeah, man, I'm anxious to get back on the mic with you again, and I've enjoyed being back on with you. So thanks for making allowances for me to have to cheat on you last week.
It was fun. It was fun this week to not have to do my CFL bets in private, in little secrecy.
I know, yeah, in the deep corner of your room making CFL bets.
Share them with the people.
I love it. All right, speaking of sharing with the people, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You guys can all find me at XFL Jim on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. I got a lot going on, and it's going to be a big fall. Labor Day is coming up. God, I'm excited.
Labor Day matchups, always the highlight of the CFL schedule. Although maybe not so much this year in some respects because we've already seen the matchups happen. But whatever, it's Labor Day. It still puts out.
It's a brand new matchup, in my opinion. It's like the record, throw out the record books.
Wipe
on Labor
the
Day.
Slate. Wipe the slate, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you can find me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Of course, download the SGPN app where you can always get this show readily accessible among the many, many shows that the SGPN offers. And of course, just keep an eye open, keep an ear open as we come back tomorrow with our DFS episodes. Jim, until next time, until tomorrow, everybody, enjoy your three downs and let it ride.